Media channels.
Peterson Farm Seed held their field day yesterday. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Sierra Doctor has more.
Peterson Farm Seed lead agronomist Rick Swenson says there's a few exciting traits they're keeping an eye on.
Looking at a lot of the new traits stuff coming out, you know, we're keeping an eye on the HT4 coming forward with the five-way stack of soybeans, but some of that stuff is 5 years away. So really managing through the Enlist and the Extend Flex right now that we do have for the next 5-6 years, that's a big deal. See some really good yield results coming in, a lot of new agronomics coming in. You know, you start talking 4 and 6 years in with commercial varieties of those, they're looking a lot better going forward too. Corn, you know, looking at some of the VT4 Pro, you know, maybe get another little mode of action with Smart Stack or similar Smart Stack for rootworm control up here. There's just a lot of stuff coming.
Swenson also highlighted short corn.
There's really kind of two different camps there. One of them is a traded version, another one is conventional breeding. And some of the traded stuff, the prospect of it is really cool. I mean, they're talking about ears on the inbreds that are a foot off the ground, which is a little too low, but how much they've shortened that up, right? But some of that might be about 5 years down the line yet. Some of the conventional breeding stuff, we've got that already. It's 6 feet high, and it's a lot more fun to walk than a 12-foot tall cornfield, I know that. But looking at some of those, biggest thing is getting canopy. Cover the ground so we're not losing any sunshine, and then just making sure that where the yields are where they need to be.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Sierra Doctor on the Red River Farm Network.
This is the